It is only for the...
For me.
This recording.
That's recording.
No, it's recording.
No recording?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
It's for the house.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم From the beginning up to end From the beginning that means Adam putting his feet on earth up to today fighting never is stopping between men because all of us we have through our creation we have a identity belonging to heavens and another identity belongs to animals world. Our souls belonging to heavens, but our physical body just created from earth and belonging to animals world. We are not fully angels or fully animals, but between two. And two kinds of identity in one case our keeping. According to our souls that we are belonging to angels, if we are coming closer to our souls, we may be able to control our animal personality or our representative or animal's world, our ego. If not going to control ourselves, then we are going to fall the level of animals. When a person getting to be like animals, going to be dangerous and violent and troublemaker and everything that it is against our souls doing and imprisoning our souls. Our soul is going to be unable to do anything, but just getting under the control of our egos. Finish. Therefore, men, they are in need as a prisoner if he is imprisoned through prison can't get out by himself. He needs someone from outside to help him and to carry him out. He should be in prison as long as he lives. And on the same way, if a person just occupied and just controlled through their egos, and their egos capturing soul and imprisoning, that person needs someone to take him out. Therefore, Allah Almighty sending prophets to bring people, to save people from their ego's control. Who accepting prophet's guidance, saving himself here and hereafter. If not accepting help of prophets, they are going to be always in prison under the pressure of his ego, can't do anything, can't use his willpower, can't use his mind. He is going to be like a terrible, horrible, dangerous, uncontrolled, violent animal. Therefore, that is problem now for whole people living on earth. Very few people, they may be able to get their freedoms, not to be uncontrolled, not to be controlled, unable to take away his ego and going to be under ego's control. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was calling people and saying, come to me. I am coming as a savior. You are souls. People going to be on two different groups. One of them, they said, yes, we are coming to you. Save ourselves. Save our souls. He saved them. And all of them who surrendered to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking his help and saved themselves, they are respected everywhere, when they are living or when they are passing away. Everywhere that they passed, you should find for them a deeply respect from mu'mins, from Muslims. Shaitan getting very angry But what? Why you are respecting those people? And I am against them. Those people that you are respecting them, they are my enemies. And they broke down my control on themselves. And they becoming free ones from me. And they are not obeying to me. Therefore, Shaitan getting very angry if a good person or saved person from Sahaba or Awliyas, Shaitan always getting angry with them and against them, asking to take them away. Therefore, Shaitan just became biggest enemy for Sahaba also, even for Prophet, and for whole Awliyas. From their bad feelings and enmities that growing and hatred that they are keeping Shaitan with themselves, they are coming and destroying mazars, tombs of Awliyas and Sahabas. That is the reason. Making them not to be known. Shaitan asking that Sahaba, whom they are following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100%, Shaitan never liked them and asking to make Ummah to forget them. Therefore, even you can't find their names, they destroyed their tombs, and even never putting a name that here there is Sayyidina Hamza. Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan. And so many Sahaba, thousands of Sahaba that buried in Mekke Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara, even never giving a sign to write there, this is the tomb of Sahaba. Why? And Allah Almighty is saying, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Allah Almighty is saying, you must not forget those people that they did their best for the sake of me. Zawul Fadl, that making them to be known or to be well known people, because they gave their souls not material things, but they gave their souls for the sake of my religion, for Islam. And Allah saying, don't forget them. They are making, no, we are going not to make them to be remembered. Yeah. From the Quran. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. It is too much. Everywhere we are putting names of people, this is the tomb of this man or that man. Sahaba, that they gave their souls, sacrificing their lives, their souls. It is too much to be written that this is the maqam of that Sahaba. But Shaitan teaching them, that is teaching of say Shaitan, making them to destroy everything whom they were against Shaitan. If they can be able, they are going to bring whole Abu Jahil and others bones and to make a haykal for them to say Shaitan trying to make it to do that, this is my awliyas. Abu Jahil, Abu Lahab and others, so many, Sanadidi Quraysh, that they have been killed in Badr, 70 of them, Shaitan crying for them, crying, and he's crying for his hatred, just he destroyed the tombs of those Sahabas whom killed Abu Jahil and 70 ones. That is the reason. And now intending to bring, to make a amut, a pillar, and to write on it 70 names, that, oh, these my awliyas, that those killed, but only I destroyed their tombs, but nothing else. Come and look, my awliyas. Second step, it is going to do that, but Allah not giving to them that chance. That is those people. They are enemies for awliyas. They are enemies who calling to Allah. People. That Shaitan, why shouting coming there? Very jealous Shaitan. Because we are calling to Allah and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was awliya, I mean, from awliya Shaitan. Inshallah. Never reaching up to end all this month. But Muslims is sleeping, never looking and seeing what is reality. That's it. Shaitan against every good one. Shaitan against all prophets. Particularly the seal of prophets. Rasulullah, because he was saving souls of his ummah from Shaitan, making them awliyaullah. And whole sahab awliyaullah. Now destroyed everything. And yet in Jazair, destroying. In Arab countries, so many Arab countries, they are destroying the tombs of awliyas and fighting to them. What they did? What they did wrong? They protected ummah. They called ummah to Allah and to Rasulullah. Same thing today, getting too much. But when it is going to this top point, that means after Kamal, illa Zawal. when something reaching to its perfection, as moon after 15 night beginning to come a little bit to finish. Just they reach the top point, and now they are going to disappear little bit, and to finish. May Allah forgive us and support Ahli Sunnah al-Jama'ah and send us his awliyas with his divinely support to save our souls from the hands of Satan. Allah, 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 Aziz Allah. Ezeli Sultan, Ebedi Sultan, Eternal Sultan, Allah. Run to him. And run away from Shaitan, run to Allah Almighty. Don't fear. Don't fear. Shaitan can't do anything, and his supporters, they are not going to the end to do anything. No. May Allah take them away. One wali Umar enough to take them away. It's not necessary to Allah, for Allah. The weakest one may take them. Bi hurmati al-Habib, bi hurmati al-Fatiha.